every 25-year-old lady. She's a doctor by profession, and she's saying that she has issues with respect to her proposal. She says that she belongs to a particular caste, right? So in our culture, we have a particular caste system. Certain castes consider themselves to be more special, more in terms of their lineage, superior one way or the other. And so particularly in decisions of marriage, this plays an important role. So she wants to know that, is there any religious backing of this caste system? Is this religiously warranted? And is it something sacred that you can't get outside of your particular caste? And what is there anything like that? See, and that's something that was common to a lot of questions that I ignored, that there's people asking the halal and the haram of it, or forbidden or allowed of it. Is it religiously allowed or is it religiously not allowed? I can't comment on that. I don't have the requisite qualifications to be giving any opinion on that. All right, so is it halal, is it haram? Not my place to say. But in this particular issue, I will issue a psychological verdict. I will give a psychological fatwa, if you will. Right? Those who adhere to these understandings of superior caste systems, that to belong to a particular family or lineage makes you in any way better than anyone else. And not a lot of people will say that as such in these many words. But what they will do is, when it comes to issues of interacting, engaging, getting into relationships, getting married, then it is precisely this attitude that will reflect in these situations where they will say, no, we don't get married out of our caste. We don't marry into those people or these people. Have you looked at their family, their background, and our family, our background? Utter garbage. I don't care if it's religiously backed or not. I really don't. It's a cultural pathology. It is a cultural sickness. And part of personal development, part of our individual growth, involves identifying these cultural sicknesses and then rising above them. Then being able to not be sucked into them. Taking a stand when it is necessary against this racism. And if there are people who are backing this racist mentality, this superiority complex, up religiously through religious texts or some sort of other religious justifications, they are even more sick. And all the more reason we need to stand against this sickness. Don't get me wrong here, when in issues of marriage and considering compatibility, we look towards what is who are closer to our family, know our family values better, know our family, you know, the entire culture better, and will be able to get along better. That's understandable. That's understandable. But if it becomes an altogether exclusion criteria that outside of our particular family, the human beings are almost they're inferior cadre, they're an inferior caste. That's sick. That's what I have issue with, serious issue with. And for us to grow as a culture, as a society, we need to get rid of this sick mentality. We need to get out of this. For us to grow individually, we need to be able to identify other such cultural sicknesses that are holding us back. And this racism is part of that. Right, so we need to be able to grow out of it. We should be looking to grow out of it as best as possible. Again, each person's family situation is going to be different. Each person has to deal with an entire different personality of a father or a mother who adhere to these cultural practices like religion, and they will not give you a lot of breathing space if you're going against that. So we have to take, everyone has to take their own particular situations into consideration before they go for what I'm saying. I don't want you to start taking a stand and get boycotted by your entire family and then have trouble making ends meet, or you don't have a roof over your head. So don't take drastic steps like that. Maybe some of you can sustain them. I don't know if you feel that's what your calling is, but you get the point. This is, as far as I'm concerned, my suggestion would be the more diverse you go in terms of relationship, the more possibilities of personal growth you're opening yourself up to. It will be more challenging to relate with a person who is culturally very different from you. But nevertheless, if you do open yourself to that, then the growth opportunities that you give to yourself are so much more. Because that's what marriage does. That's what these relationships do, that you're relating with people who are not like you. And that's inspiring you to explore avenues of your own personality that you were unaware of, to be able to value that which is you and not them. You'll be able to understand your individuality better, and then to learn a whole lot more from them, to be more like them, and then to be more like yourself. All of this becomes possible, and this requires more elaboration, maybe at another point. It becomes possible when we are branching out, when we're diversifying, when it comes to such relationships. So I hope that is able to help. Again, not giving a religious verdict at all. I can't. I'm not authorized to. I can give you a psychological verdict, and that I already did, that this is sick, and we need to run away from such practices as best as possible.